Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.37, it's good morning to Darren Frehel.
Good morning, Audrey. Well, Northern Ireland beat Luxembourg 1-0 in their final qualifier for the World Cup campaign last night. They finished in third place, but they were already guaranteed a playoff place because of their Nations League campaign. Germany beat Slovakia to top Group A in the qualifier, so Germany through to the World Cup finals. Slovakia second there, so they could be potential opponents for us in March next spring. Another one, Poland, who were second to Netherlands, and the Czech Republic, who finished runners-up to Croatia. Now, the Irish men's team has given us so many great memories in the last couple of days, and so too has our under-17 team competing at the World Cup in Qatar. Now, this afternoon, they meet Switzerland for a place in the quarterfinals. The game is live on RTE2 and The Player from 2:45 our time, and what a journey it has been for them. They beat Canada on penalties in the last round. Finn Sherlock, who plays for German side Hoffenheim, is hoping momentum is on their side.
Yeah, no, obviously it's very positive in the camp at the minute. Everybody's buzzing, and it's just we're trying to not get too high with the highs, but obviously you have to enjoy the moment, and it's a brilliant way to win a game. But we're just focused on Switzerland now, and it's another chance for us to do the country proud. I think we just need to focus on ourselves a little bit. Like, if we perform, we feel we can give anybody a game, and obviously they're a very good opposition, but we have full confidence in ourselves that we can beat anybody here, and we just need to believe in ourselves, and we can go all the way. Like, there's nothing stopping us if we just believe in ourselves. Yeah, no, the last few days for everybody has been brilliant, but I think you look at how much it means to us and the staff and the fans that have come have been amazing. Like, it's once in a lifetime opportunity, and you just have to live in the moment and enjoy it. It's been brilliant. It's been unbelievable. Yeah, obviously it's extra motivation whenever there's all them people watching and you're getting all these good messages, but try not to get too carried away and just stay grounded, and hopefully we can do everybody proud.
Yeah, so that's the first of two live games in RTE Sport today. That's at 2:45, and then there'll be live coverage of the under-21s later in the evening. It's an away game to Andorra, kick-off 6:30, and they're looking to bounce back from their defeat to England on Friday. Really good performance from them, but just coming up short. Stuart McCluskey's been ruled out of Ireland's final November international against South Africa on Saturday. He suffered a recurrence of a groin injury. Prop Thomas Clarkson passed his head injury assessment after being replaced against Australia late on. He is expected to train fully this week. Leinster players Josh van der Fleer and Gary Ringrose are back in contention to face the Springboks. Ballyhale's Adrian Mullen looks set to miss their Leinster hurling semi-final against Clark Balakala through suspension this weekend for his part in a melee which took place at the end of the win against Kilcormac Killahy. Two of the Offaly club's players were also handed bans. Stateman, who won the Grade 1 Unibet Morgiana Hurler Punchestown Premier Weekend for trainer Willie Mullins for the last 2 years, is going to miss out this year. So no three in a row, I'm afraid. Mullins' main target for next Saturday's renewal is one of last season's best novice hurdlers, Irancy, and he told Dennis Kerwin he's confident he can rise to the challenge.
Stateman is out, obviously, you know, but Irancy's there, Andadam is there. You know, we've four or five different horses in it.
And Irancy won the Grade 1 Punchestown Novice Hurdle, Willie, and obviously steps up into senior grades this year, but is a horse with plenty of promise.
He is, yeah. I was debating whether to go jumping fences with him or not, but he's had his little troubles, and I think we just said we'd keep him over hurdles for the time being and see how far he can go. He's got to step up maybe 8 or 10 pounds. There is no reason why he couldn't do that.
And finally, in boxing, Anthony Joshua will take on YouTuber turned boxer Jake Paul in heavyweight bout in Miami the week before Christmas.
YouTuber turned boxer, is that what we've come to?
Got, I'm a little bit of sadness in me this morning just in even reading that, but I'm sure he's been going to be well paid for it.
Indeed, he will. All right, Darren, more from you later.